Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Happy Monday. I hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to call and touch base with you. I was recently made aware that you canceled all the services, specifically the two new services that you signed up for last week.
Okay. I'll be here 8:05.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
I have a family member that is going to do the advertising for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I didn't want to have to pay for both of those again, but I'm going to have to, sounds like.
Well, I just don't understand why you feel like you have to pay for them again when you can have the family member manage them directly through our platform. They still have access over everything. There's no need for you to pay for it separately.
He's not charging me anything for the service. That's why I went with him.
Mm-hmm. But we're not charging you anything for the service either. The cost that you're paying is literally for the lease.
Right, I know. The $129 I pay a month for Local Splash is what.
Okay.
Is what I can't.
I understand that. So you can cancel the $129. I mean, I actually have permission to call you and give you a free month anyways. You know, just to kind of see like what's going on. If that was the thing that was really holding you back was the $129 monthly. We can cancel that and you can still hang on to the Google Guarantee product and to the Yelp ads. Like you don't have to cancel those services if you choose not to keep up with the regular monthly programming.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to keep both of the Google Guaranteed and the Yelp. I just didn't want the $129 a month.
Okay. I can do that for you. In fact, if you want, I even have permission to give you a free month of that $129 service. Like, so I don't know when your family member is planning on taking over and getting the Google Business Profile and all that stuff, but we'll give you the credentials to all that. We'll give you everything that he wants to manage on that. But for the Yelp and the Google Guarantee, we can even walk him through how he can manage it directly if you put him on as a user on this account.
Okay. Yeah, I think he already knows how to use it.
Our platform, so the Local Splash dashboard is what I meant. We can take him through, give him the tutorials on how to do the different things within the dashboard. Not that it's rocket science, but, you know, just to make sure that he understands all the tools that are available to him.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I'm able to keep the Google Guaranteed and the Yelp then.
Yeah, I'm going to re-enable those, and I'm just going to cancel the monthly. You don't want the monthly $129, which is totally understandable if you don't feel like you've been getting a ton from it. That's perfectly fine, but I'm going to re-enable the Google Guarantee and the Yelp ads because you already paid for those things. B, they're going to be so profitable for you. They're going to put your company where it needs to be. I remember you saying you have 10-plus technicians coming up, right?
Employees?
Yes. We just say tech. Like
yeah,
technicians
yeah.
is like the new word, you know, for employees. You don't offend anybody.
yeah.
If I say workers, then they think I'm, you know, it just depends on your area, I guess. But
right, and the industry and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just trying to help you out. And so I'm going to go ahead and you want to keep the website as well, right? The website's included. You don't have to pay anything extra for it.
I think my family member is going to make a new website for me.
Okay. All right. That's perfectly fine. So you don't want to keep the website. You just want to keep the Google Guarantee and the Yelp ads.
Yeah, correct.
You got
it. What I do need is the verification code PIN thing for the domain access.
Right. Yeah, they have that request in here for you to get domain access because you did purchase the domain. So I'm going to go ahead and put all that in here. And let me see here. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hop off with you real quick. I'm going to get this squared away, and then I will call you back and let you know a time that our agent's going to be calling you to give you the information for the domain. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. So I'm just to be clear, I'm re-enabling the Yelp ads and the Google Guarantee, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I didn't want to lose those.
You got
it. I've already got a couple of leads from Yelp.
All right. I'm here to help. And you have my direct extension, right?
I need to write it.
Okay. I'm going to text it to you. You can receive a text on this number, right, ending in 8157?
Yeah.
All right. It says, this is Amy with the Google Guarantee Department. I was calling to follow up regarding a possible upgrade on your account. Call me or text me at this number. And that's universal, though. It's not just for Google Guarantee. It's for all products, okay?
Okay. And then I've gotten a couple Yelp leads, but, like, I would prefer that they give me a phone call when they, is there any way where we can, like, have them call instead of message?
Well, with the Yelp, it is, the Yelp messaging app is the way that Yelp chooses to do that. And then what we have is you can ask them directly for their phone number because you prefer to communicate with them via phone call.
Yeah, and I clicked that. But the only problem is, like, they're in full control. I don't have any control of whether they respond or not.
Like, right.
On a phone call, I have somewhat control to reach that client. That's what I like about Google.
Right. I understand. So we don't have a way to fully enable only phone calls on Yelp. Again, we can encourage them on your Yelp page to give phone calls. We encourage them by enabling the certain things within the Yelp messaging app. But we don't have a way to ensure that it's all only phone calls.
Okay. I understand.
Okay. All right. I'm going to call you back as soon as I have an answer on what time Rena's going to be calling you. I think it's Rena. Is going to be calling you to give you the information for the domain.
Okay. Thanks, Amy.
Okay. You're welcome. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.
All right. Bye.